They started the amiodarone on you, right?
Ohio State Wexner Medical Center patient Kenny McIntyre is doing fine now, but there was a time when he wasn't.
One day I just didn't feel right, and I woke up the next day and just went to the hospital. And that's when they told me that when they brought me in, they had to take like some weight off. And he said, did you know you had congestive heart failure?
Doctors determined he had 60 pounds of fluid in his lungs, a symptom of heart failure. A few weeks later, he had to come back to get another 60 pounds drained. Doctors are now checking him remotely with a new vest to monitor lung fluid buildup. The medical center is leading a national randomized clinical trial to test the vest with Dr. William Abraham, director of the Division of Cardiovascular Medicine.
The old-fashioned way where we waited until patients were more symptomatic and sicker and perhaps already on their way into the emergency department or hospital, now we can head this off before patients even know that they're getting worse.
The vest, formerly used by the military, uses radar to see through the chest and track the amount of fluid in the lungs. Then, a sensor uploads the patient's fluid readings for a cardiologist to review. This is something McIntyre can do from home.
I just lay back and hit a button and let it take my measurements.
Measurements take off the vest.
To do my readings every day. They've, like, with my medications, they alter them here and there every now and then to see how I'm doing.
Heart patients wear the vest for just 90 seconds a day. The reading helps doctors monitor symptoms and analyze data.
Essentially, what it does is it gives the clinician, the physician, or nurse an accurate measurement of lung water, and accumulating lung water is the major cause for hospitalization for heart failure. The clinician can use that measurement of lung wetness or dryness to titrate, to change medication doses, to keep patients in a healthy state, and to reduce their risk of heart failure hospitalization.
Until now, cardiologists haven't had a non-invasive way to proactively monitor for fluid changes. Abraham says the vest takes the guesswork out of it.
It has been miniaturized and it has been put into a form that allows the use of radar through the chest in order to get an accurate measurement of the lung water.
It's a technology that's keeping McIntyre out of the hospital and may have saved his life.
Who knows how, if they didn't have all this, how would it be? Would I even be sitting here right now?
Nearly 6 million adults in the U.S. suffer from heart failure, and because of the dangerous buildup of fluid in the lungs, more than half of them end up back in the hospital in 6 months. A smaller study of the vest technology showed readmissions were cut by 87% in the first 3 months of use. The audio is courtesy of the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.